rolling back the years indeed. Mel Williams and Señorita, delighted to be joining me on the line from somewhere in deeper Spain. The man himself, author of Nearly Famous on the 15th of October at Hotel Puente Romano. Mel Williams, Mel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I was giving it a lot of clog in that song.
Weren't you? Weren't you just, eh? Hey, were you rapping? Did I hear you rapping there, almost?
I did, of course. I rapped the whole way through, you know.
What year was that? Now, I remember that, because, I mean, we go back a long way, don't we? Let's
face
it.
The rapping thing was because the song was for a television programme called Coastline.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And Barry Mitchell, he came to me and said, can you write a song and for tomorrow? Do you know what I mean? Like the Beatles, Hard Day's Night. Yeah, write one now, you know. And I just thought, well, I did a bit of a melody, and then I did a story. You know, I woke and came to Spain, and I love Spain. I'd never rapped in my life, you know.
But, I mean, the song was very well received, and what's more, you got a certain well-known personality, a rather curvaceous personality, to be on the single and at the press launch.
Yes, I got Samantha Fox, and she was a good friend of ours. You know, I said, look, would you be on the front of the cover? You know, because like I've got me dressed in Spanish gear, and then her in an actual flamenco dress. You know, she did it, and we did a photo session. She was fantastic. And at the press release, she said, "Mel, look, they know me, but I'll be more important than you," because she was flashing a what's it. And also, at that time, she was going out with a very famous bullfighter.
I remember that, yeah.
And so, of course, they wanted that story, and she was lovely. She kept saying, we're here for Mel, we're not here for me, you know. So that if you want to do me after.
In a manner of speaking, the thought of doing Samantha Fox will obviously let me have to lie down in a dark bit ditch for a while. So, anyway, it's you've got a one-man show, and I'm amazed you haven't done this before, but you've got a one-man show going back through all your 55 years or so of rock and roll at the Hotel Puente Romano. What was the idea behind this, then,
well,
Mel?
Well, it's for Cadeca, and it's something I've never done, and I just... Well, you know, I thought somebody asked me would I go on a cruise and do a lecture for Saga. You know,
okay, yeah,
because it's very nostalgic. Saga people are nostalgic, and I haven't fixed that yet. I'm going to go to see them in England. But the thing is, I thought, well, wait a minute, if I prepare something, and I suddenly got stuck in it, and it was all Sally's idea, my wife's idea, right, all the way through. And so now it's grown and grown, and until Cudex, she said, you've got to do it for a good cause, you know, not your pocket. And so she was the one. Sally's always been the one that's had these ideas and pushed me into doing stuff, you know. And so anyway, and it's been far more work than I thought, because 55 years of it, you've got to cut out things, not put in things.
I mean, let's think about it. I mean, you started back in the day, because you were a double up, don't you, with your bro. And how did you actually start off then? When did the whole Mel...
Well, I was doing skiffle in 56, you know, with a big guitar, and because of Lonnie Donegan. And then my brother was in the army. And then I joined the Merchant Navy, and my brother came out of the army and joined the Merchant Navy, and eventually we shipped out together. And although I'd done some bits and pieces in England, we shipped out together and we jumped ship. It's in my book.
And you were in Beirut, weren't you? I think it was
Beirut, yeah. There's a place that I wouldn't go now. But so we started singing. And it was quite amazing to do, I think it was Johnny B. Goode and that, the very early rock and roll stuff, you know. Because there were no Beatles. We didn't do any Beatles. We would definitely do the 50s, Gene Bebopalula and all that. And so we toured the whole of the Middle East for a couple of years, went back to Paris, and in Paris we had hit records. And you can actually see it on what do you call it, on YouTube. You have to put Ron et Mel. Do you like that way I said that?
Why did you say it like that, then?
Ron and Mel, but the and is an E-T. You know, E-T, come on. That means and in French, for anybody that doesn't know. So if you look, Ron et Mel, and there's 1962 videos, which is... It's wild. Do you know
Good
what
grief.
I mean, Charles?
Good grief. And you know, you've gone through this you know, fantastic thing. I mean, you've been touring, you've been playing, and you've got some brilliant anecdotes because you've played with the greats. You know, Lonnie Donegan became a personal friend. You've played the Royal Albert Hall at his tribute. You know, you've opened successful bars. I mean, I remember your Sunday sessions in at Mel's Beach in the 80s in San Pedro, which were something to behold.
Well, I'll talk about it most of about, you know, but it's too much to talk about, actually, you know.
I know. How do you...
said, could you do the first 5 years? You know, I was left. So, no, this is not Wendy. Sally just walked in. Giles.
Oh, yes. Hi, Sally. Good to have you with us. You're live on TRE.
You're live. Big kiss. You've got a big kiss, like.
Oh, that's anyway, the best I've had all day.
We're doing very well with tickets, amazingly well. It's €75. 20 of that goes to Kudeka.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, in the foyer, there's a welcome drink. And I've got Mel's Museum there.
Mel's Museum? Is that some of the things you've picked up on your travels?
Don't tell everybody, but I understand what's in it. Dinosaurs.
Well, there's a couple of them still stalking around Point of a Noose, Mel. I wouldn't worry about that, to be honest with you.
Some of them are coming. So we've got that, and then we've got the show that I'm doing all on my touch, you know, and I will be anecdotes, talking and singing. Going through the eras, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, it's fascinating, Mel, because, you know, I mean, you have, you know, played with the greats and you've been there or thereabouts. And I mean, I know you would like a little more money probably from the whole thing. You would have liked to be in sort of, you know, a huge international star, but you've done pretty well, let's face it. And you're still out there touring and playing. I caught you a couple of weeks ago. And also, of course, you've got your Harley Davidson things as well.
Yeah, well, for the 9 years, the Harley Davidson animator, moderator, or MC, whichever you want to call it. And I ride nearly every day, you know. People say, I used to come out on the stage, I'd often come out on the Harley Davidson stage in front of sort of 10,000 people and say, right, who's the oldest that's ridden down? And then looking around, it was nearly always me. 73, and I'm jumping on the back of a Harley and whizzing around, you know. I'd still do the splits, and I'm a rock and roller. But I have a nostalgic heart, so there are people, songs that I do that I've written about my family and about my life, and of course I'll do some of those as well. I'm doing some songs as well. The people that come in, you know, they're not going to say sing.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm doing songs, and it's just a fabulous occasion. And we've always supported Kudeka. And I know there's lots of other things. Sally does a lot of other things. But Kudeka has been something right from the beginning when Joan Hunt started. You know, I've been involved in small ways, in big ways. And, you know, so I think Puente Romano, what it's done is it's gone upper step, you know what I mean, from the beach. However, I know it's a bit expensive for some people. It's very normal for some people because you're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And it's the first hand. And just, you know, give me some of the names that you're going to be dropping. I mean, presumably there's going to be Lonnie Donegan and all the people who play...
Of course, I toured with Bill Haley, and who was, you know, like an old dad he was. But Rock Around the Clock was amazing to be with him. Gene Vincent I toured, the Bebopalula man in leather.
Right.
The Everly Brothers, Trini Lopez. We opened for the Rolling Stones.
You opened for the Rolling Stones? What, you and your brother?
Yeah.
Where was that then?
In Paris. That was at the Olympia in Paris. And I didn't know how to tell people because people go, oh yeah, go on, and you know. And then what I did, I looked it up on the internet, and I looked up opening acts for the Rolling Stones, and we're the first one, 1964.
Wow, that must have been quite something.
So that was something, and I was with the Beatles for 3 weeks in Paris.
And that must have been quite something as well.
That's something. Oh, no, I was also with them in when they were recording, which I figure I'm sure there must be maybe a thousand people could say that, but there's not going to be thousands.
Yes.
Standing there while they were recording, and I nearly half-inched the lyrics, you know what I mean? It was, you're going to lose that girl, you're going to lose that girl, and I thought, you're going to lose those lyrics. If I had them, like, we'd forget the house and where we live, we'd just sell a lot.
You've got a very nice lifestyle, Mel. Come on, don't give me that. That's, you know, fantastic. And of course, you know, and also there, you know, all the people who used to come down to the beach. You know, Edwin Starr famously.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all that sort of. Well, I mean, you and Joe Cocker used to come in, and Rod Stewart, and all that sort of stuff.
That's true. I mean, this is and the Albert Hall. You know, with Cocker, Van Morrison, and Mark Knopfler, Joe Brown, Jerry and the Pacemen. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. that I've touched, or they've touched my life, rather, you know.
Do you still get the same buzz, then, when you go on stage in front of, you know, when you're doing one of your smaller gigs, or when you're doing your big Harley Davidson? Do you still get that, you know, the butterflies in the stomach, and then the, right, we're off? Because you've got a rock and roll show as well now, haven't you? That's the thing as well.
Well, I get, you know, if I'm at the moment, I've been doing a tribute to Joe Cocker's music with a couple of, with musicians, not just backing tracks. I refuse to say it's a tribute to Joe Cocker, it's to his music, because I don't look like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't dress up like him, because he didn't do much dressing up. Like
I remember, yeah.
It was like he just had a black shirt at the end, and before that he had a tie-dyed t-shirt. I think that he just swapped between the two. But Elvis, of course, it would cost a fortune in costumes, and there's a lot of people, Elvi, out there. But Joe Cocker is something I've absolutely enjoyed doing, because I've got the anecdotes to go with him as well. And then, of course, I do a Rod Stewart music tribute to Rod's music. So once again, even though if I've got spiky hair, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically the same voice, Charles.
And of course, those two just absolutely loved playing in Spain, especially in southern Spain. They loved spending their time down here, didn't they?
Who?
Joe and Rod Stewart love spending their time here.
Yeah, they come up at my club, you know. I had Mel's in the Port. Beside the beach was unbelievable. But Mel's in the Port was amazing, who would turn up there. And if you remember, you were actually at the very first Mel's Beach was in San Pedro.
Yes.
And it was so small, this chiringuito. It was called Pepe's Chiringuito. And Sally said, let's do something on your birthday, and you get the musician to come in, and because also the musicians from the Port, and there were a lot of musicians.
The piano bars, yes, I remember the piano bars.
We could never jam together, ever, because we were all working at the same time. So Sally said, well, look, ask him to come down for your birthday, which we did on the 9th of June, 1984, and it was good fun, because all the musicians came down. Then they all wanted to do it again. So he said, let's do it on a Sunday. And the following Sunday, it was so full, because I had self-advertising. Each one of those people advertised in the Port, the people that worked in Duke's or Claude's. It became a cult thing, as you know.
I know, I remember it. Well, I remember the stacks of San Miguel cans we used to build.
the
pyramids.
The people used to build pyramids. That was a great thing, because they drink far more so that they could actually build a pyramid. We've drunk more than you. And it was 100, I think 100 pesetas of beer. It was cheap, do you know what I mean? But it was, then the people would turn up, like you just said, Edwin Starr. And every week we'd have somebody of importance in the music world, you know.
Well, I remember bumping into Lance Percival, you know, in the queue for the toilets and that sort of thing. And having a quick
Lance
check.
Lance Percival, yes, yeah, of course, yeah. And he did what was it? The Shame Is Me, Shame and Scandal in the Family, you know.
That one, yeah. And of course, I was there, and it will always. It's burned into my memory the time that Phil Lynott turned up and played.
Phil Lynott.
Yeah, and with his band, and just blew the place apart.
The other amazing one in the other chiringuito was Stevie Wonder was on in
Marbella.
In Marbella.
I remember, 84 that was.
And I didn't see that. Sally saw it. But then the Bolas brothers, I think, produced it, and they said, do you know, where can these musicians go tomorrow, Sunday, because they're still going to be hanging about. So they said, go to Mel's on the beach. You know. Now, that was the first beach bar that was like a shack.
Yeah.
And there was, say, maybe 800 people there. Like, it was a wild thing.
Yeah.
And I was playing a trombone, and we had a trumpet player. It was just madness. And suddenly, I looked out through the window that wasn't there anymore, and these three big motor cars arrived, sort of limos, and out popped the band of Stevie Wonder. Not he. I always say he didn't find a way. He didn't come because he was resting or whatever. The whole band came in, didn't really say anything, but they just took our instruments.
Well, where's Stevie Wonder's band now? Move aside, kind of thing.
Yeah, but they didn't even do that. We knew who they were, and the drummer immediately, of course, gave his sticks. And I mean, the drum kit was probably like Woolworths, you know.
Mm.
And my trombone had suddenly sounded good. And trumpet and the whole thing. And they did. They went into Stevie Wonder's stuff, did about three numbers, and then went and didn't even have a drink. Sally was always asking, what do you want to drink to anybody that played? And they just walked off the stage, waved to everybody who was cheering, got in these three cars and disappeared. if that's not a movie, I mean, a part of a movie, you know, there's...
Yeah, crazy times. And you're going to be talking about that and an awful lot more, I should imagine.
I would talk about lots of things that have happened in my life, you know, and personal things I mix in with it.
Yeah.
And experiences throughout my life. And I've been... It is 55 years of mainly rock and roll, you know. I've had to sing a few other bits and pieces, but... I started with rock and roll, and I'm still going around singing rock and roll. So.
Will you be doing a question and answer thing?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I will actually let people ask me questions. So before we start, I think Sally's going to announce, you know, if it, later on or in the middle of it, I don't care when, you know what I mean? they can ask me questions, and some of them I probably might refuse to answer.
I get them early before they had too many drinks, Mel. You know what the point of a Romani audience can be like. And, of course, Sally's been with you through thick and thin and through the whole thing, isn't she? She's the rock on your career.
Yeah, without Sally, you know, of course, there wouldn't be any of this stuff, you know. And that's, she was the one that said, let's move to the country, because at that time, Paul Tabanos was keeping me going till 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And even with a break... If you live near the port, you don't have a break because you say, oh, I'm near, I won't go home. Oh, wait a minute. Whereas I had an hour and a half to get home.
Yes, it slows you down a bit, doesn't it, if you have to go that far, I guess, indeed. So it's happening on the 15th, which is not this weekend.
It's Saturday week,
yeah.
The 15th of October. And the way to get the tickets, which I think is very important, is... I'll give you the number so you can tell people.
Go on, then.
It's Sally's phone, actually.
Okay.
606-058-317.
Do it again. Go on, Mel.
606-058-317.
It's going to be a fabulous night in aid of Cudeca at the Hotel Puente Romano, Saturday the 15th of October. Dinner, show and dancing. Nearly famous.
Oh, yes. Revival. When I finish,
yep.
We've got the band that are called Revival.
Oh, blimey.
No, the Rivals? Revival. We've got to help them. Revival. And that is nostalgia as well. So as soon as when I finish, there's a dance band. You know, it's on a separate stage.
Blimey.
I do hope you pop in.
I will try, you know, I've got a busy schedule, but I'm sure I can make it for you, and otherwise Sally will have me locked in for garters.
You are brown nose. You are part of our lives. You and your parents.
Yes, I remember.
And your parents and you have been part of our lives, and we've, you know, I've got photos of you with hair, without hair. up in the mountain in a dinner suit. For God's sake, what were you doing, Ascari?
Yeah, I know.
And I've got pictures of you with lots of hair, and I've even a picture of you somewhere in Mel's first Beach Bar t-shirt.
I treasured that for a very long time, the 84 Mel's Bar t-shirt. It finally died a death after about 20 years of...
Did it die?
Yeah. Oh, it was bought in 1984, Mel. You know, that was 30... That's 32 years ago in t-shirt years. I mean,
have
that's
you put weight on since then?
Hardly, actually, because, you know, I don't do what I used to do, so I've actually lost weight. But, yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic t-shirt. Mel, I'm looking forward immensely. Lots of love to you. Lots of love to Sally. I'm sure it's going
to
be a fantastic success.
Talking to us, and thank you very much for announcing my thing for Cudeca.
You're a living legend, my friend. Get to play out a little bit of Joe Cocker. Take care, Mel.
Oh, yeah. Bye.